It's the Podcast the News Show, where the editors of podcasternews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
Welcome to Podcaster News Show, episode number 13. My name is Sean Thorpe, and I'm so glad to be with you here on a Thursday morning. It is so early, I should be asleep, but I guess my fever for making podcasts was so strong, I just had to get up and talk to you this morning. So one thing that is always coming up in the podcasting discussion is media hosting, and kind of related to that, I guess, website hosting as well. And one of the side chain topics, if you will, that feeds into this is the stability or perceived stability, I guess, of the various media hosting options that we have available to us. And I see a lot of angst about this for good reason. We spend a lot of time producing our podcasts, and we really don't want to think that they might just disappear on us one day. And the other side of this anxiety, I think, is rooted in the idea that, well, if something happens to the media host that we're using, then we'll have to move all of our podcast episodes, and that can certainly be a daunting task. So this got me to thinking about, well, is there any way to know if a hosting company is going to be here for dramatic effect? I'll turn on my reverb here. Forever. Obviously, there's really no way to know for sure if your current media hosting and or website hosting company will be here forever. So what I decided to do is just take a look at some things that we do know. So what are some of the oldest companies just in general? I'm not really thinking about even media or technology companies, but what are some examples of just companies in general that have been around for what I think is inarguably a long time? Now, these are all American companies, so that means that there are probably companies in other parts of the world that are even older. But to give you a few examples of names you've probably heard of, J.P. Morgan Chase was founded in 1799. Beam Incorporated, the makers of Jim Beam, founded in 1795. Cigna Insurance, founded in 1792. And DuPont, founded in 1802. So looking at that, we have at least some anecdotal evidence that companies can stick around for a long time. I mean, in all those cases, we're looking at companies that are over 200 years old. So it's definitely possible for a company to exist for a long time. I know that doesn't necessarily prove anything with regards to what we're talking about here as far as media or web hosting, but it does at least show us that, hey, not every company just automatically burns out after, say, 5, 10, 20 years. That list, by the way, is from the website Ranker, RANKER.com. And I will put a link to that in the show notes if you want to take a look at it. It is kind of interesting from a historical perspective. So another way to look at this is, you know, we've we've sort of gone backwards and looked at the past. But what about the future? In most regards, the future of things is pretty much anybody's guess. But this may or may not put you at ease if you're having a little bit of anxiety over this idea of whether or not your media host will always be here, serving your files diligently into the future. This is from universetoday.com, and it states that once our sun, that is the big bright ball in the sky that most of us see every day, once our sun has consumed all the hydrogen fuel in its core, it will actually reach the end of its life. Astronomers estimate this to be a short 7 billion, that's billion with a B, years from now. So I guess in its own way, that really answers the question of, will my media host be here forever? Because, as the article says, in a short 7 billion years from now, the sun will sort of go extinct. And while we can't say for sure how that's going to affect us here on Earth, the likelihood is it won't be very good for anyone who's still around. Now, I guess if you want to get all science fiction-y about it, we could probably assume that within 7 billion years, humans will have figured out a way to expand into the universe, and we won't necessarily be reliant on this planet Earth as our only place in the universe, but you never know. But in theory, if that did come to pass, then any company who's around now, including the media and or web hosting companies you're using now, as well as some of those companies from the list that I read earlier, could all continue on for, billions of more years to come. So I think the bottom line here is, when asking the question, will my media host be here forever? I guess we really just don't know. I think that there's a frustration when it comes to podcasting that other internet-born mediums, the big ones being online video and blogging, seem to evade. There's a perception, I think with blogging especially, that because there's these very established free services, and that's free in quotation marks, because those have been around for so long and they've been relatively consistent and they've stayed the course in a lot of cases, thinking of services like Blogger, WordPress.com, a little later in history, but not much later, something like Tumblr. Those have been, consistent, and we tend to look at them as reliable. But the fact is, they're all still owned by for-profit companies that have their own interests, and they will keep those services going as long as they continue to serve those interests. And when it comes to video, of course, we all think about YouTube. But YouTube can potentially suffer the same fate. It's just become so ubiquitous that we don't even think about it anymore. We just figure it's just always going to be there. And I think that there is a level of frustration with podcasting that we don't have these kind of institutions necessarily to look at as far as providing us the kind of media hosting we need to really deliver a podcast. So if you're feeling that anxiety of, well, what's going to happen to my media host? I think that there's definitely one thing you can do today, or at least start working towards, to ensure yourself against the problems that you may face in the demise of a media host. And the number one thing you can do is you can build out from a space that you truly own and control. Yes, it's that old, old cliche that you hear all the time. So if you build your website with a domain that you own and control, then no matter what happens to your media host or your web host, you can always move. And I understand that presents its own set of complications and hassles that you want to try and avoid as much as possible. But when it comes down to it, there just aren't a lot of guarantees. And ultimately, the only real predictor of the future is the past. And when it comes to podcasting and thinking about things like media hosting, the reasons that a lot of people kind of by default suggest services from companies like Blueberry or Liberated Syndication is because they've been around, they've been in the medium, they've been in the business, and they've proven that they want to be here and that they have skin in the game. Do I know that they'll be around for as long as DuPont or JP Morgan Chase? I don't know that. Nobody really knows that. But in the relatively short period of time that podcasting has been around, they've proven themselves, at least to me, that they're not going to quit because they're running out of venture capital, or that, as it turned out, this dalliance that they took into podcasting as a way to make money just didn't quite work out the way they wanted to, and they're going to, you know, take their bat and ball and go home. I don't see that as happening with those two particular companies, and more I'm beginning to see Spreaker as a good option. I've been really impressed with them over the last year or so. They really seem to be getting into the game, not just in terms of the services they're offering, but their actual presence in the space. So those are kind of becoming my three big ones. Now, by all means, if you want to host your media and or your website somewhere else and it's working for you, that's fantastic. I really think that there are so many options when it comes to the creation and distribution of podcasts, that if you find a tool that you're comfortable with and it's working for you now, that's great. Just keep in mind that, you know, one day you may have to move. I would say almost it's a guarantee that you will. It's happened to me. So it could happen to you. And if it does, it'll be okay. You'll get through it. So I don't really know that we've truly answered the question here as far as will your hosting company be here forever. But hopefully I've given you a little bit to consider, especially if you are feeling a little bit of that anxiety. So thank you for listening. I'll have the show notes, including links to some of the things I've talked about here today. And you can find those at podcasternews.com. Just look for episode number 13 of the PCN show. And don't forget, you can follow Podcaster News on Twitter at Podcasting News. And if you'd like to connect with me, I'm on Twitter as well. My account is at Shawno, S-H-A-W-N-O. So thanks again for listening. And I should be back with you next month for my next addition to the Podcaster News show.